pamphlet, but this is the one that, you know, that we're using to put out. It's not my personal one. But, okay, we're back to, okay, we found the Bethlehem AME Church.
Yeah, that's
and that's
big
right in Elm.
Yeah, Elm.
Elm and,
all right, now, let's find Logan Street.
Well, Logan is not on here. See, because they cut that off. Because there's Epiphany and Logan, unless... No, here. This must be Logan.
Yeah, right? It is, because Franklin School is just... Okay. Now, let's get to Wiley.
Here's Wiley. Wiley and Logan.
All right. Now, we got where the grill, where the leader house was.
Yeah, that's... No, you mean Musicians Club. We got that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But now...
And then, okay, another block up. Okay, this is the leader house. Got the grill.
Yeah.
Let me mark that. Let me put a little check mark. Because I put an X... What I'm going to do is yellow... You know that magic marker thing?
Yeah.
I mean, not magic marker, but okay, this is Crawford Grill.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so this is the street here.
I'm going to leave that. Sonia, just like Sonia Heidi, S-O-N-J-A.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll get that. Let me get back here. Logan the Ladder.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing that you were talking about, the
Leader House.
Leader House was a town. Wow. Going east and coming out. Coming out.
Leader House, which later became Crawford Grill.
Yeah.
And then across the street.
S-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O-N-J-I-O
Because see, in the Crystal Bible Shop, which is across from
from
that area.
It was next door to Sewing.
See, the library has some pictures, you know, like 4x5s, you know, that people have given. And to make a copy, they got $8.50 to make a copy, you know. And the pictures were not tiny anyway. They were aerial shots from the Gulf and all that.
Without telling you, you know, I've been listening to you. They have a place, it's downtown, where they have all of the districts and they begin to reassemble the neighborhood.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
have pictures of it. That was announced last week.
Yeah, because out at the airport, when they first opened it up, there was a big
exhibit
out there.
Yeah,
and they had a lot of pictures. They had the Manchester and
Craft,
some things. Of Manchester, that area over there, Franklin Street and all that kind. But one of the things that I found in trying to narrow it down to our thing, like musicians go, I lucked out when I called the City County Building and talked to a guy. This is from engineering and
city
and
planning.
Kind of thing,
right?
And the guy knew of the Musicians Club.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, I said, well, I was coming in, you know, if I could look at the map. And he said, oh, well, I'll have a couple copies made up for you. So he had the one page with the lower hill, I mean, you know, with this part on it. And then the next page had this part because it had Conley Trade.
Bedford,
because I was trying to get the IP, because you said that had been a damn
hole. That was down Laura Webster Avenue. Now you get Webster.
Yeah, here's Webster.
All right, now the IP.
Was it on Webster? I thought it was on Bedford.
No, improvement board was on
the
corner of Washington Street, I think.
Oh, you mean that far down?
Yeah. On Bedford.
On Bedford?
Yeah, it was the improvement of the port. But before that, It was called Labor Temple.
Okay, because you told me IP was Labor Temple. Yeah, because I remember when they were demolishing this stuff, because I remember that was my first. That was the first time they did that implosion. You know where they blew it and the building fell in.
Implosion.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was working downtown at that time, and I used to park up here after they started tearing all this out. And I'd park up.
Oh, you were around when they started scooping it up.
Yeah, because I was working downtown and I'd park my car, and I'd take bricks from in through here, where they tore the houses down, red bricks, and I made a wall. And a walk and things around my house. I bought a house at home. But I remember all of this because I used to park up on Webster and then I'd walk down.
Now, where have you got Fullerton? This is Fullerton.
This is Fullerton here.
All right, you see where this says Burke?
Yeah.
Burke Jr.?
Yeah.
This is where the Ritz.
The Ritz and the Bamboo.
Yeah, the Ritz came before that.
Okay.
But now, what I wanted to tell you about Burke, that was one of the leading dance halls that they danced at before they went to Labor Temple. You see?
That's like 1915, 1920.
No, 1916. Look, I'll tell you this. I was born April 24th, 1916. And I have a sister, she died in 73. She was 16 years older than me. You know, that's
right.
Married. And she used to kid me. She said, you know, I should choke you. The day that you was born, the evening that you was born, I'm getting ready to go to a dance at Burke's Hall, and I had to stay home while you were being delivered. So you know Burke's Hall was in effect before 1960.
Okay, so it had to be early 1900s.
Because Burke had the theater.
Right,
and he had the dance
the
hall
Rumba Theater.
Yeah, but it was Burke's.
Something else before that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, it was
Burke.
Called Burke's, because the name is here.
Yeah, Burke's. Yeah, if I would go to this, I can tell you, here's the Low End Out Social Club.
Right, and where was the Washington Club? Next, on which side was the Washington? Because they were side
on
by side.
On this side, going through to Wiley Avenue.
Oh, okay, then this must be it.
The Low End Out was here, and the Washington Club was here.
Okay.
And then right around the corner, two doors up was the Hilltop.
And Stanley's was on the very corner.
No, Stanley's was, there was a drugstore on the very corner.
That was Goods. That was across the street from Stanley's.
No, it was Crampton's before that.
Oh, before it was Goods.
Yeah, Goods was on one corner. It used to be Jimmy's Restaurant. But this drugstore was in operation before Goods, because it was a guy named Jimmy. We called him Caesar. Where we used to hang out on the corner of Fulton and Wiley in that restaurant and get our gigs. People would come from Pat McBride, Jimmy Britton, Evergreen Garden, they'd send cars to pick up a group. And this is how we would organize, get it. So this is real jazz. We'd get a show and a band together in less than a half hour.
Right.
Because we all looked in that area and we stayed in contact with each other. And all they'd have to do, wait a minute, man, I'll get you. Go up to one corner and get so-and-so. And he'd call somebody on the phone. And in a half hour, they have two cars, we go out and do the show. And I know the people who we did the show.
When did Stanley become a joint on the corner then? What year was that?
That was around
the 30s?
No.
Later.
Okay. Stanley didn't come into being until the 40s.
40s, okay.
Because I remember in the 30s when Stanley's was a joint downstairs under the pool room. See, Stanley had a pool room upstairs and an after-hour joint.
On that corner?
No.
Oh.
A couple doors up. Liquor license come in, and they got lucky somehow, and they got a license. Branson's new guy went down on Wiley next to the grill. And Stanley took over in the corner.
My graduation from high school, my mother did me a favor. That's my graduation gift. My brother graduated with me from school. Another of you with the
stairs. I've got the corner. He had a gun out there. He made a fool. He took my whole car. shell shop. Next to that was Stanley. Okay. And then on the very corner was the drugstore.
Okay.
But when Stanley took over, he got the drugstore upstairs over the pool when he had his big one. The other part over there, downstairs corner, was another one with his little hot dog. Then he had a Rathskeller where John Thomas played. You know John Thomas?
Yeah, he
played in that little Rathskeller.
Was that on O'Wiley?
It was on there. Well, you'd say it was in that complex, in the corner of Wiley
and Fullerton.
He had that corner.
Yeah.
Because, see, back in 1930, 31, I was playing and with bands. And when we would go out of town and make them gigs and come back, I was going to school. There was a couple of guys that just depended on gigs for it, and they would hang out down the hill. I couldn't go in to Stanley's because his wife, Sevilla, was on the door, and it was a George, But I do remember who used to go in there and play, Flo Castanelli.
Right, yeah. Used to come up on the hill,
So, anything that I can tell you...
This is good because, see, I knew that there had to be some kind of picture or layout of, I didn't even think about the residents, the property owners, but I knew there was a street layout, and I was trying to figure because...
Yeah, past the street.
Yeah. And you know, where was Cephas Ford's place? It was Townsend and...
We get to Wiley Avenue.
Here's Wiley here.
Yes, but when you turn it this way, when you turn it this way,
we're going downtown.
This Wiley. Yeah. Here was Pastor Street.
Yeah.
Now let's get Pastor.
I thought there was a Clark.
Huh? Clark Street. It with an extension. Clark Street should be up around into. This is
Townsend here. Coming up the hill.
Fullerton.
Clark would have been Clark Way?
Yeah, Clark. It goes that way.
Oh, it goes this way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Clark.
I know that.
And this is Townsend. All right, now, there was something I wanted to tell you about the Townsend Street. We got the grill. Where's Wiley?
Where's Wiley here?
Yeah,
this
all right,
is Wiley.
Wiley.
And we got the
now,
grill.
This is Townsend, right around in here.
Yeah.
And right across on the other side of Wiley, Townsend, was this place I'm telling you, Sonia's.
Sonia's, yeah.
And then next door to Sonia's was the Crystal Barbershop.
You see, this is Sonia's.
Yeah.
And that's the Crystal.
Yeah. Now we haven't hit Fullerton yet. Here, see, here's Fullerton.
Yeah,
Now, what else did you want to
know? I don't have all of it here, but when Center Avenue came down, because Fullerton used to go on down to Fifth Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Used to go on down, and Center stopped. Oh, no, here's Fullerton here.
Fullerton didn't go to Fifth Avenue. Fullerton run into Caldwell.
Okay,
and
okay,
Clark
right. Okay.
Going down
right.
to Fifth Avenue. But you see, before you got to Fifth Avenue, Fullerton broke off.
Right.
Run into a bed in a house.
Right, because that's...
And that was on...
Because I thought that Cephas Ford's joint was back over in this area.
No, you know where Cephas Ford's joint was? It was between Townsend and Fullerton.
Okay.
Fullerton?
Yeah, here's Fullerton and Townsend.
Yeah.
And somewhere...
Now, at Townsend Street, this is Fullerton going this way.
Yeah.
Townsend Street went that way.
Yeah.
Now, in between
somewhere
here...
Somewhere in here.
Was Cephas's joint. Wait, I can tell you just because it was in back of, it was a big open play area in there. And they call that the Little Paris.
Yeah, right.
Now the original Little Paris was on the corner of Fullerton and Wiley and where you
downstairs.
Went downstairs, right upstairs, next door, was where the Blue Note was with Ollie Mitchell.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he used to play in there.
Yeah.
You don't understand. See, I know all
them
joints because I play. I can show you where Derby Dad's was, the bandbox.
Yeah, because Logan's down. This is Logan.
Yeah, all right. Logan on the corner of Logan and Wiley. On that, that's how you're going. coming down this way on the left hand side. When you cross Logan Street, right on that corner is the band.
Okay, you mean on the same side of Musicians Club?
On the other side.
Oh, on the other side.
Yeah. But up at Logan, musicians come in half Logan. This is on
the
right.
Yeah, he's down at Logan. Yeah. And here's, so here's Logan here. And then this.
The rest of the corner, Logan and Wild.
It must be this, this club here.
Yeah, right in there.
Band box.
Band box. Actually, this is information that none of them have. But you are all right, guys. But I give it to you guys. Because, see, when John got really interested in this thing, that made me have to change my writing to my autobiography. You know, see, he had been going out to the base to get the wrong information. And I talked with him just like I talked with him. But I didn't know what was in the back of his head until I went to that meeting over there and he had this thing going. Come up with this internet, you see, and his name is prominent in that, but your name is Mitch. So what is leading up, I'll be honest, what is leading up, if he gets this program through before I can get my stuff copyrighted, then naturally, I don't want anything, but he would be the life of a man because of the public. If they have a jazz hall of fame in Pittsburgh, he would be like the man put on the board. And he's not Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, we kind of talked about that board. He doesn't want to sit on it, at least what he tells me, you know, because, that's true, you know. And I understand what you mean by him, because he's from Little Washington.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not a
transfer.
Yeah.
Really? He was there, but he was going to Duke. So after he got out of line, he was going to Duke. So he might have been there. But the group that he got in with, the group from Little Washington, we played piano, and they had a drummer.
That's Spicker.
Yeah,
he knows Spicker.
I did. He's dead now, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Him and Ducky Chip were known. Ducky was old, but see, Ducky coming along with Earl
Hines.
Yeah. Anything that I got in my mind, that's why.
Yeah, but see, you know, like, once you start, you know, going over, okay, now, do you remember which one of these joints was Burton's, was the Hurricane?
Hurricane was on Center Avenue.
Yeah, but this is Center Avenue, and here's Tannehill, and here's Protecting. And I thought it was like the second or the third, like the third door up on Center, because there was a hotel or something on the corner.
The other hotel was on the corner.
Tannehill or Protector?
Protector. No, not Protector. That would be too far off.
The Tannehill.
Yeah, it was more or less like on the corner of Tannehill.
Okay, and this must be bigger.
Because across the street there was a church that was always there.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the church that's there now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but I mean, because I thought we were up in this section, you know, on Center, because I thought it was above Protector, you know, where Birdie's was.
Yeah. Well, he was more than Birdie's was Trinity Church.
Yeah.
Yes. Coming up to
Tannehill.
Yeah. It was more or less between Protector and Tannehill.
Oh, he was in that line?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I'm going to check with Ruby. You know, because she might even have some pictures of that place.
Of her?
Yeah, because we are. So I'll be making that with you.
The Hurricane?
Yeah. 51. Me and Boswell. See, what initially started out was with them, Eddie Anderson, Ruby, and me. I was supposed to do that. You did Jonah Jones thing. And through the rehearsal and getting it together, Eddie didn't fight. Please do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then plus we have a family to look at. It's a big delay. So, later on, they said they would have put a Facebook on my father. So, in September, I think, when we finally opened, and Barbara, me, and you, they opened that place up.
The whole thing was wrong his way up. I can remember North Philadelphia.
North.
That's where he's from.
Yeah. Okay, that's outside of Canton.
Huh?
Outside of Canton, New Jersey.
Yeah. So anyhow, what he did, he came here and he played there, and people liked it. And then he went away. Every year when he started becoming famous, he granted her Lady Ride each other week. I was telling you, so exactly.
The Thornell Sports.
See, I remember Thornell when I talked with him. Thornell. How you doing?
Good,
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 right?
How you
doing? All right, good. Then, I'm trying to remember the drummer that was with him at that time.
Nice, with
the drummer? With Jimmy Smith.
Oh! Bailey.
Bailey.
Bailey. What the? Now I'm wondering if he is the Fallen Bailey guy here. He's the Fallen Bailey that's making a lot of records. A drummer with some of the names. But this boy, they, I forget what they called him. He was out of Philadelphia. He had a...
I remember him, but he had a nickname.
Yeah, he had a nickname. Yeah. Wait, I'll call him. Because I went down and I heard him play. He wasn't in the category with guys like Chatter Wilson.
But for what was going on.
Yeah, he could teach his time, had a house full of children. Yeah. And he stayed with Jimmy Smith
for years. I know.
Bailey. He had a nickname.
Yeah, I can't think of that guy's name.
Yeah.
Did I ever show you this? Because see, this has like some of those dates and things in it. But this is just a picture. That's Booney and... In Earl Hines' band.
Yeah.
And then Cliff Smalls, that's the guy I met. He was a piano player for Clyde McFadden when I was on the road with him.
And now let's see some of these names. Cliff Smalls, Larry Davis, Willie Cook, you know him. Gordon Alston.
Ain't that
this is Woogie.
Yeah.
And
Willie and Booney.
Yeah. Is that Booney?
Yeah, that's Booney with the hat on. That's Willie Cook there.
Yeah, but who was Booney with at that
this
time?
This is Earl Hines.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. There's Woogie, and this might be Gordon. I remember Gordon. Now in that band, Earl Hines' band, Woogie had won the bass. Bass come with. See these guys. Laid around in Chicago after Earl Hines' band broke up. They hooked up with Fletcher Henderson. See, Woogie and them left here with Fletcher Henderson. When Fletcher fell, they moved right into Earl Hines' band by being around Chicago. But there's some guys in here that I know. I like the way you got this put up.
Now here's another.
This is Earl Hines.
Yeah, this is Earl Hines. Yeah, and here's another one that you might know something about. Where's this other one?
This man here.
Yeah, that's Vance Dixon and
Doc Brassfield,
right?
And
Lois Depp. That's the drummer.
Harry Williams.
Williams. Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah,
that's Maxine Sullivan. Yeah. I remember when he played, look at the kind of setup that they got.
Yeah.
And let's see, the names of the Lois Depp, there's Brassfield, I played with him, Emma Jordan Violin, Thornton Brown, Albert Banjo, Earl Hines, the only one to forget his
cumberbuss.
Lois Depp, Vance Dixon, Solace Brown Banjo, and Harry Williams drum. Well, all right, Vance Dixon went on to Chicago with her. Brassfield was a dentist. He stayed here. Harry's mother owned pretty good property out there around the hood because they had the first carriage trade out the hood. And they had a little joint downstairs under their little business up there where they would play. Now, he also played alto. Saxophone.
Was that a place, was that near the Mirador, the place that they had out there?
No. When he played his saxophone, was at a place called the Old World. That was the first night talk about that. The Old World where Little Louie, Jenny Dillard, Earl Little John, Honey Boy, and Honey Boy was on drums, he was on alto. They made a ton of money because Boogie, Hawk, Mouse Sam, Chickadee, and all them gamblers. They had a cabaret, then they had
a gambling casino on the side. Yeah. And Woogie used to go out there and drink. Is there any more?
I don't. There's no more pictures. Well, there's one of Earl and his family. But I had. It's just some of these things I had, highlighted because of.
And just like here, a lot of these guys that I played with, that's why I got the past history.
Right.
The guys before them. But just like I tell you, in politics, there's a vacuum because nobody knew about Kid Bates. And he was as big as Johnny Elmo in politics. Then you come into music. None of them guys could tell me who Billy Butler's relatives were. And he used to be with the Road Shows, and when they come in here, they play at the Gaiety.
Where was that?
On Fifth Avenue, where the old Grand used to be. You know, on the left-hand side, you know where Franklin Cedars was on?
Oh, downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah. Okay.
It was on, I'll tell you where it was, let's see. Smithfield Street. A little bit in the morning. It was between...
Smithfield and Wood?
Yeah. Smithfield Wood on the left-hand side. They called it the Grand. But originally, it was the Gaiety Theater, and that's where they brought all their roads.
Right. Now, there's one thing in here, wait a minute, that's mentioned about playing. What's the speed?
Take care.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Bye.
You know, I got a chance to accompany when I was in Stoney's band. Back in 33, Lewis Depp came back here to pitch in Temple. And indeed, Bailey became the Fox Hotel, because Jack Johnson, when he would come into Pittsburgh, he would stay there and he would train, because my father took me in the back and showed me they had a ring set up in the backyard, and Frank Sutton, who was a prominent restaurant owner around there before Parker, used to be his special cook when he comes in. Then I find out, and talking to a friend of mine when I was talking with Rideout, he told me later years, Jack Johnson come through here at the Elmore Theater doing comedy.
Oh.
Yeah, I like the way you got that.
Yeah, there's something. I had another thing in here about, somebody said something about the Star Theater. Did you know where the Star Theater is?
Yes. If you are familiar with Wiley Avenue, you know where Pat's Place was?
Up by the grill.
Above the grill, on the same side of the street.
Yeah.
Just the Pat's Place is before you get to the gasoline. You remember the gasoline station on the corner?
On corner
of Fulton and Wild. Big
Bill Williams. I know what you're talking about now. I know what you mean now. Yeah.
Now, you remember Pat's Place?
Yeah.
Pat's Place was the Star Theater.
Okay.
Pat worked for E.K. Thumb right on the corner that later becomes Sonya's.
Okay.
He was a clerk in there, and they said he stole enough money to open up his own business. And Bojangles used to come to that building when it became Pat's Place and shoot pool. And when he lose his money, pull out his pistol and take his money back. He was a hateful.
Now, but this is Earl Hines' family. This is a picture of him and his sister. And but I knew there was something about this theater thing that I was going to ask you about.
Yes. The Star Theater is where they had vaudeville.
Mm-hmm.
And them acts would come into town, and I believe That's how Lonnie Fisher
got connected with him.
Yeah, see, playing the Star Theater. And at that time, Pittsburgh was such a good hustling spot. He played there, and when it's engagement, he just stayed around here. I'll tell you another one.
Oh, he's not from here originally. Lonnie, he's from out of town.
Yeah, he comes to here. Another one, Lemon Moses. That's the father of Rudy Moses.
Wait a minute. John, Lemon, is he from Baltimore?
Huh?
Is he from Baltimore, somewhere down that way?
No, Lemon Moses was in Washington,
Moses,
D.C. Lemon Moses. He was the dad, him and his brother, Rudy, danced together.
Right,
but
right.
You see, their father was in show business before him. And he come through and appeared at the Star Theater.
Uh-huh.
And when they look around in the early 20s, like that hustling was good.
Right,
so
right,
they just
right.
Dropped off there. And Lonnie and them started working in the clubs around here. But Lonnie was smart enough to get Don DiCarlo to book him.